Blog Talk Radio.
Never give up on him as part of your inheritance. Do you receive it? Receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it. Praise God.
You were made to live a good life, and
What belongs to you? You're not carnal, you're spiritual. And you have to know that. You have to know that. Go on and get that blessing. Go on and get it. You're not a natural being. We was created in Eden, and God want us back at Eden, brothers and sisters.
When God made man, he made a feeling. This was a flame.
Top of the world. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I just decided to do my little mix there. I was just about finished with it, but I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to have a word of prayer by Pastor Bell, and we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for those selections. Amen. All of you just had a message in it. I tell you. They said, go get your blessing. It's your time. And let me be spiritual. And then let's get back to Eden. Our family is blessed. Our body is blessed. We are blessed. And I just enjoyed that. Thank you, Pastor. Just got like to share is coming from Psalms 34 and verse 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this day. Thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can be in the Word of God at such a time as this. Father God, we ask that you bless our pastor as he teaches the Word. Holy Ghost, use him mightily, Father God, and that the Word will be plain, that we can understand it, and help us to receive the Word, Father God, and Lord, that we're able to share it with others. So we ask that you would be with each and every one, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, those who will be participating. I'm blessed right now in the name of Jesus. For your word said we're blessed going out and coming in, Father God. So help us continue to trust in you, Father God, with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Just bless those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, and there is nothing impossible for you. Father God, we thank you for the healings that have gone forth, the miracles that have been taking place, Father God. We just give you praise because miracles are still being performed today. Healings are still going forth today. And Father God, we just thank you. It encourages us, Father God, to continue to trust in you and to stand on that word no matter what's going on. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brother and sister, we, and thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We're going to go back to our foundational scripture, and we want to open it up. We're going to do it a little different today, but I do, and expect participation on this subject. And I'm going to tell you why, because I don't want you to cheat yourself. And I'm saying to you, don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. It's your inheritance. It's your inheritance. And I'm going to keep saying that to everybody coming, just like really get glued into that, to be brought to that. This is yours. Act like it. Stand on it. I don't care if you have to get that dog kind of faith. We may even talk about that. You may have to get that bulldog kind of faith. And somebody may say, well, yeah, that you're going to have to fight for what's yours, because it is yours.
Yeah.
So in the book of Colossians, the second chapter, and I think we're going to use verses 8 through 10. And I'm going to ask Sister Evangelist William if she'll be so kind to read that out of the Messenger Bible, and then ask Pastor to read it out of whatever the Lord lead her.
Okay. I don't have the Messenger Bible present.
No, I say read it out of King James.
Okay. Colossians 2:8-10. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, the tradition of men, after the world and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise
amen.
God. Reading from the Message Bible. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in him, so you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Yes.
And amen. I'd like to begin by saying that, you know, it's important, brothers and sisters, that we know and understand that this was for Christians. This wasn't like for no anybody. This was addressed to those that were believers, those that was walking in the light as Christ is in the light. That's who this was for. And first of all, it starts off by warning. So when we think of warning, what we're thinking about? When you're warned of something, what you get from that?
To be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be on the lookout for untruth, deceit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So he warning us against spoil. She read that. It says, beware any man spoil you. So what is spoil? When we think about spoil, what are we thinking about there? What are we talking about?
No good.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, spoil can be good now. Huh?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. yeah, so they tell us to be aware. I mean, because mm-hmm. we have the word, the scriptures that help us. So if someone is coming to us and they're not speaking the word, that
mm-hmm.
will spoil us because of mm-hmm. what they say. Like in the Message Bible, it said they're, you know, their tradition or that thing that they want to, you know, put on you. So that's why it's
mm-hmm.
so important for us to be in the Word of God so that we won't be spoiled with the ways that are not of Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with verse 8 starting with the word beware, and beware is a word of warning. The
mm-hmm.
spoil in that particular sentence and verse is not a good
mm-hmm.
spoil.
Right.
Amen.
That's why the Bible tells us whether we have to watch as well as pray
mm-hmm.
so that you are aware of, you know, the Lord will give us a spirit of discernment so that you'll know without even, I mean, once you're close to Christ, you'll know when things are not right. You just
yeah.
know. you know.
Amen.
So I like that word, tell us to watch out. And any time you see that, I'm reminded of this movie I used to watch years ago with that robot. He would say, danger, danger, warning, warning. I don't know if any of y'all remember that. Probably telling my age for sure now, but yes. The robot was warning them to look out for the danger that was about to come upon them, or they're about to run into, or something like that. So it's the same way with us in our walk with Christ. We have to be careful and be watchful of where we are and who we listen to, what we listen to. I believe I was sharing that with one of my grandchildren. I was telling them, yes, we have to guard our ears, guard our eyes, and guard our hearts, so that we will stay in the will of God, and so we'll know it's God's will for us to do, you know, whatever it is he wants us to do. But we got to stay in the word so that we know and can hear his voice and not the voice of someone who don't know the Lord.
Well, all that's good and all that's right. And I want to say that, you know, it's talking about warning us in the fact that what we got is valuable. What you have is valuable. And so you're being warned to not let somebody take that, or let true philosophy. Don't lose what's yours. Don't get cheated out of it. Don't get cheated out what's yours through philosophy. And it's a warning. It's an alert. It's telling us to be cautious.
Amen.
As I see that. It's advising us. We're being warned. And I like to think we're being forewarned. When you hear messages and so forth and so on, we're being forewarned. It's almost like a recommendation. It's like, in my kitchen, and from time to time, y'all may hear the alarm go off. When it get too hot in there, I get warm, man, when it's too much smoke. And it don't be a lot of smoke to the optical nerve, but it's so sensitive that I get that warning, man. And if you're not used to it, man, it'll just, you're being warned.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had people over, children, and the person, they hear that thing go off, they like, oh, wow, what's going on? It makes you think a fire finna happen. Well, I like to know that that means I'm being forewarned that something is burning, something going to burn, something can burn. In other words, I'm getting a heads up. That's what, to me, so when I see that, that's what I see. I see the warning against being spoiled. Being spoiled.
Right.
That's how I see that. Warning against being spoiled. And not to let nobody... so what are their goods? Because, see, that's what's going to be taken. So there's... Now, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm well aware of a couple of scriptures. I may name John 10, 28, 29... And I get Romans 8:35. I get all that. But let me tell you what. That doesn't contradict any of this. But we have goods. Your mind is good. The things God have given you, your salvation. But don't let anybody spoil that. Don't let anybody, because here it could be referenced to material goods, or even salvation. But it clearly shows the possibility of men robbing others of what Christ have blessed us with. That's what it's showing. You don't want to be robbed of what Christ blessed you with.
Amen.
I think I lost. And what God bless you with is what's in the Word of God.
Yeah.
So don't allow the enemy, and he does that through philosophy. I think we lost Sister William. But anyway, she probably called back in here. But anyway, you don't wanna lose what God gave you, and that's in salvation. And so it, to me, it clearly showed that what that word really means to spoil is there's some good stuff there. So when they would go into war, and God would tell them, leave the spoil. Don't take that. Don't need that. Because they was bringing the enemy stuff into the camp. But I'm going to get off into all of that. Because like I said, I want to do it a little different. I want to listen to. So he talks about philosophy. Because this is another way you can be spoiled. Seven ways man can spoil Christians. Man does this. And he does it, first of all. And let me say this before I go any further. Because when I read scripture like John 10, 28, 29, and Romans 8, 35 through 39. When I read passages of scripture like that, like I said, one must follow Christ and be fully persuaded as in these passages. Or any man can be robbed through spoil. And I don't want you to get robbed. I don't want you to take what God has given us. And man does this through philosophy. He does it through deceit. He does it through tradition of man. So these are areas, it's about at least seven of them that we're going to discuss this week. The first one is through philosophy. So when you see that word philosophy, what that tells you? What that does for you? What that say to you? How that look? How does the word philosophy look to you in your eyes? Anybody? Anybody want to comment on that? Huh?
Yes, the teaching of a person. Yeah. I had looked that up. I was trying to see where I got it at in my notes. Didn't highlight it. I should have.
Anybody else? Well, let me say this, because this is important that we understand what philosophy is. I like to think about what it does rather than just what it is. The base for belief or guiding somebody through certain kinds of principle, or it can be a person or a group or whatever. But It's a doctrine. Philosophy is a doctrine. Now, I know some of y'all may have issues with this, but being a Baptist is a doctrine. That's not the word of God. Belonging to the Methodist group is a philosophy. It's not the word of God. And I don't care what people say. Well, you know, you got to have a method and a way of doing it. So, yeah, it's okay to be a Methodist. Somebody may say, well, you know, I'm a Baptist. It's okay to be a Baptist because I got baptized. But that's philosophy. You got to understand those are principles that guides people in that way. It's almost they make creed out of it. They make it's like a theology. It's more of an ideology, and some people even say the gospel. Well, if it's not this gospel, it's true. This gospel is a specific gospel. So the Bible says, until this gospel of the kingdom shall have been preached into all the world, then shall the end come. So when you distinguish the difference between one gospel and another, a philosophy, it's principles, and it's a theory, it's an ideologic, But it's all based on what you've learned. And
yes,
that's, certain, that's why we got to learn of Christ. Learn what Christ is about it. So anyone else want to have any other comments on philosophy? This is important.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How are you doing, Pastor? And have to be on Pastor Business.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're saying is philosophy is the thoughts and beliefs of mankind, what they've learned and how they put together whatever thoughts that they put together to believe what they're saying is true.
Amen.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
See, so we don't want to be spoiled through just what man say. We need to, and I'm going to tell y'all like this, we need to make man prove it according to the Word of God. Why? Because the Word of God is truth. That's the only truth. See, I didn't know who I was in Christ until the Word of God tell me this is truth. This is what God wants. Not what I want, not what I feel, not what I think. God called me these things. I was taught through philosophy. It was vain philosophy. I was taught I wasn't nothing, wasn't going to be nothing. My daddy wasn't nothing. My mama wasn't nothing. I mean, I was taught all of this. I was taught, to really look down on myself. And I'll never make it in, and I wasn't worthy. And I couldn't fit. Matter of fact, they even told me I couldn't be like God. God is the only one. And until God showed me this is his will, this is his desire that we be like him. So he gave us the tools to be like him. He told us that we can even have his mind. But you see, man's philosophy don't give you that assurance. He don't even give you the assurance that God gave us. Excuse me, in salvation. God predicated salvation on faith and his grace, not what we do, not none of that stuff. But man, through his philosophy, he teaches this kind of stuff. You got to be good. You got to do this. This is what you can't do. Matter of fact, man won't even teach you through philosophy now that we are alive. Jesus spoke saying to the disciple, a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. See, they ain't got a hold of that. He said, but you're going to see me because I live, you will live also. So in that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you're in me and I in you. John 14:19-21. He says, you're going to know this. See, man's philosophy won't teach you that you can be alive today in Christ. He teaches you always be reaching. It's just a philosophy. It's a walk of faith in the word of truth, not in man. Man will take the word of God and use it to please himself through philosophy. And that's why the other word he came up with, vain deceit. So when you think about vain, and you separate vain from deceit, and then you turn around and you add deceit and vain together, what you get? Anybody? It's just another way we can have our good spoil Christians. I was talking about the seven ways man can spoil Christians, and this is one of them through vain deceit. And then how you know you're not deceived? How you know that? You don't feel it? I mean, what says you're not deceived? What gives you that assurance? Because I know folks read the same Bible I read and see it from a whole different angle. And then they'll use the excuse, well, everybody had their faith. Ain't but one faith. Ain't but one Lord. ain't but one baptism. But through man's philosophy, he won't teach oneness. He teach, well, that's what y'all believe. That ain't what I believe. So that can be vain deceit. So somebody
Amen.
Jump on that. Why? What's vain?
Boastful, conceitedness. Untruthy.
Yeah, the Living Translation, it says high-sounding nonsense.
Yes.
That comes from human thinking.
Well, you know, you want to know, you know what vain is? Vain is foolishness. Silly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's foolishness. That's why over in 1 Corinthians 2, it says that, if you read that in the spirit, it says, a carnal mind will understand it. It's foolishness to them. See, the word of God and the word of truth is foolishness to them. Because they caught up in pride. Yeah. See, people who are, it's foolishness. It is pride. It is pride. It's having their own opinion. I like to say one's opinion or self-opinionated. A man to be vain is that spend hours of mind himself in the mirror. That's vain to me. It's foolish. It's silly.
Amen.
It's like self-centered. I got this right. I got this right. It's vain glory. That's another word for that. It's vain glory. A lot of people, they operate under vain glory. It's for the flesh. God ain't never co-signed none of that mess.
All right.
So when a person spends countless hours, and I've known people to go try to study the word of God to prove their vainness. That's such a word. Vainness. Yeah. Yeah, they spend countless hours trying to study the word of God to go back. And at the end of the day, when you compare it with the word of God or spiritual things with spiritual, it's foolishness. That's what the word of God has to say. As far as I'm concerned, vain is worthless. It's empty. You're just a bunch of junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of it, it's worthless. Vain is... I got a tire that I had two flats at the same time, and got good brand new rubber on it, but the rim broke, and the tire's here. But in a sense, it's empty. It's useless. I can't use it because it got a big gas tire. The threads are good. Oh man, that brand new thread. Still got those little thicker things on the top, those little kit things all over that tire. Brand new tire. But because it has a slash in it, it's worthless. It's empty. It's gnawed and void. It won't hold air. It won't hold air. In other words, it's bad. It's insignificant.
Yeah.
It has no value to it. So a lot of times, Christians, man can spoil Christians through vain deceit. So y'all tell me a little bit about the word deceit, what that means. Don't y'all leave me hanging now.
Would that be dishonest?
Okay, come on with it. And you know, I love y'all when y'all give me scripture to go with it too. That just, oh, that just does something for me. Now, you know, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, right now, it's important that we open up these scriptures, that we, let's see, unpack them to get a full and clear understanding. Because who is to say you've been right all your life? And I don't mean you. I'm saying who is to say we've been right? So the Bible is warning us that we can be deceived through vain deceit. So you got to find a way to say, I know I'm not deceived. And then you'll be able to prove it. How you do that? Through truth. Well, what is truth? The Word of God is what truth is.
Amen.
Amen.
See, you can be deceived. I'm going to say deceit. It's like you've accepted something that's valuable, and it's not really. It's deception. It's deception.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's like a false hope. If you're single today and you're a man, you want something other than a dress. You're looking for a wife. If you're a woman and you're looking for a husband, you want something more than a pair of overalls.
Amen.
If you're looking at just overalls, that's the dress.
That's right.
You know, if you're looking for a godly man, you ought to be talking about the Bible sometime. If you're looking for a godly woman, and she's going to put everything before God, before the Word of God, then you've been deceived. In other words, you're being tricked. You're tricked. That's what deceit is. You're tricked. Because you don't never know this until after the fact. I know somebody's saying that. You don't learn that you've been deceived until after the fact.
That's right.
I knew that wife that I married was deceiving me. I never married her. I didn't know that until after we tied the knot.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yes.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Because they practicing... You practicing doing what the Word of God says, and they're practicing figuring out ways to keep you deceived. Well, I won't let him know I'm there. I won't let him know I'm mad. No, you're being deceived. It's like,
I won't let her know.
You're being told untruth.
Exactly.
You're looking for one thing, and it's really another.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Somebody
and I'll be honest with you guys, I've been deceived. I've been deceived several times in many ways. And I promise God that I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to be deceived. I want to be wide open, man. I want my eyes to be
Amen.
I'm just telling you, and especially when it comes to my salvation.
Yeah.
I don't want to live a dishonest life. I think when you're deceived, when you're deceived, you're living a dishonest life. You're living a falsehood. And especially when it comes to religion, or for a better way of saying it, when it comes to where your belief is being placed, that your trust is being placed, you're in a misplaced trust. You don't want that.
Exactly.
Amen.
And some people say, oh, well, you know, you can't find. Yeah, you can find people. That it's not a whole bunch. Now let me be clear with that. Not a whole lot of folks that don't want to be a hypocrite.
There's
a whole lot of folks don't want to be a fake. So sometimes you have to test things to see if it's a fake or not. Just like they do, it has to be tried. Matter of fact, God allow us to try him. But you have to try, just like gold. Gold has to be tried. It has to be put in the fire and turn it up and see how they act. That's the tears are going to steal shit. I mean, come on, they're going to get tarnished. It ain't gold. It's fake. It's fake. A lot of these preachers, what was that?
said, try the spirit by the spirit to see if it's of God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to know how to try the spirit. See, in order to try the spirit, don't try it by your spirit, because there ain't no guarantee what your spirit is right. So you have to try that spirit by the spirit. Well, how do you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked me, because John 6:63 said the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. So you try that spirit by what the word of God says. And then you're going to know if it's a hypocrite or fake, because you got a lot of fake preachers out here. They, you know, they dress the part, look the part, and live in the part. But hey, there's a lot of dishonesty there. There's a lot of dishonesty. Only thing they're looking for your money.
That's it.
Or they're looking for your honey.
And
they teach this stuff. It's craftiness. That's what it is. It's craftiness. They just as crooked as a crooked line. See, we gotta sometimes just take our time and break stuff down, and then look at ourselves and say, okay, am I living true? See, everything. And let me take a moment to say this, brothers and sisters. I don't know how we're gonna get in this, but I want to tell you this. We'll probably tackle tradition tomorrow, because that's another one. By the tradition of man. But before we go there, let me tell you this, because I want everybody to know. The last thing you want to do is cheat yourself out of what's yours.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, why are you going to trade a U.S. dollar for a crip dollar? For what? That ain't worth jack. Yeah, see, when you go overseas or somewhere and you trade your money in, I just want y'all to notice, when you trade your money in for their money, you need to make sure you're not getting cheated. You say, okay, what's the value of your dollar so I can compare with the value of my dollar? Because, see, on your way back, you want to trade that money back and get your money, and you want to get the same thing, you know.
What you traded for, you gave them, and they gave.
Cause see, I've been places that my dollar was worth $1.20 over there. I've been places my dollar was worth $1.50 over there. But when I came back, they money wasn't worth 75 cents. I gave them $1, and they gonna give me 75 cents fast. Oh no, that ain't happening, baby. Mm-hmm. I gave you $1. Now, I don't know, some just may be Greeks or something, but I'm telling you, I didn't want to be cheated. He is crafty. And men don't want to be, at least I don't want fake. I don't want dishonest.
Amen.
You know, I just don't want that. I don't want to be a trick. When I think about being a trick, I think about a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I better close your ears if you ain't ready for this. But I'm talking about prostitutes. They get you there, and you think you finna pay one thing, and for it's over with, they're getting this part, that part, this part. And you said, well, the only thing, I got to save this little bit of money here, because this is for my children's diaper. Oh, you'll get some more money. Give me that diaper money.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking real world. Now, that's the real world. If you think a prostitute is just going for that one. Now, a prostitute is just like some of these places you go in. They'll slip you in there to get one thing. And I went into
you
a phone.
Change up.
Yeah. Well, they don't so much change up. They add. See, that's what they do. They add. Well, you need this cord to go with that. You need this case to go with this phone. You need this insurance. And when you walk, well, let me tell you, anybody been to the Waffle House? Let me show you how this works, because you need to know. Now, if you buy into it, that's fine. But when you go in there and you get some potatoes, for instance, you get it. I just want some potatoes. Well, put some onion. Oh, that's 50 cents extra. Well, put some cheese. Oh, that's another 50 cents. So you get it. status, mother, cover, dunk, and junk it on. By the time you done paid $5 for an order of dollar potatoes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. See, if you're not aware of this stuff, then it happens. You're looking at your bill crazy. Yeah. I went to a place one time. We can be deceived. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can be deceived. You think you're going in there to buy one thing, and they double up on you. Oh, you didn't see that small print right there? It says you had to buy two. You had to buy two to get it for this price. I say, what?
Right.
It was 99 cents.
Right.
Well, that was that's the third one is 99 cents. But then the first two is $10 each. Eat that stuff.
Amen.
I know y'all done went to the store and you see.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you don't read, if you don't read that fine print.
Come on, man.
All fine print is deceitful.
Some of that stuff you got to read with a magnifying glass because you can be tricked now.
That's what you have to read, and the language that they use.
And the language, and that's the most important
part. Right there, that part.
The language,
You say that one more time.
The language that is used.
Language.
Is the deceit.
Yes.
The small print.
So they want to deceive you. They put wording in there that you have. It sounds good. But it's not what it's supposed to be, what you think it is. It's something totally different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never forget. I went to a hotel, and they was renting me this room for $99 a night. Oh, man, that's good, because it was a nice four-star hotel. But the only way I can get the $99 a night, see, I didn't read that stuff real good. Only way I can get the $99 a night, I had to stay the whole weekend. I said, well, I just need two nights. Oh, you got to stay three nights.
And that
other than that, it was $169 a night. I said, well, I'm just staying overnight. It's $169.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just like she said, it's the language sometimes, the way they put it.
Yeah.
Very important. And it's sad, but it's so true.
I'm coming in.
Vain, so when you put vain and deceit together, what you come up with before we leave?
Lies on top of lies on top of lies.
How about lies on top of lies on top of action?
Go there.
All right.
Yeah, it's conning, man. You know, deceit. It's conning thing. They had a big car dealership to go out a business. I think it had like 32 stores here. They didn't deceive all these people. And one guy was working for the company. You got to hear this. This one guy was working for the company. He was doing his little side stuff on the side. So what he tell these Spanish-speaking people who didn't really understand English, he said, you got to have a down payment, and I'll get you approved as long as you don't have nothing on your credit. I don't know. He fell him some kind of little lie. And then the people come back, saying that they've been approved for the car, and they'll tell them, no, you wasn't approved. They'll tell them that in Spanish, that no, you wasn't approved. And they say, well, what about my $500? Oh, you didn't know? You don't get no money back. That was not the refund. You gave that, and if you pass, you get it. You know, it's just like, believe it or not, now I know some of y'all gonna think I'm halfway crazy, but in Georgia, you looking for a place to live, they make you put up, I don't know, $25 or $50. It used to be $25. I don't know what it is now. But for an application fee, I can put in like 25, mm-hmm. and you don't get that bad. They don't care if you,
nope.
you know, your credit is shot. You ain't getting $25. You forget.
That's right. They do that here in Ohio too, Pastor.
Amen.
Application fee.
Yeah, you better put that $50, mm-hmm. and then some of them would tell you, well, if you get approved or accepted, they ask you for that first and last month rent. But now, if the place is not available, here's another little trick they do. Well, it's not available, but if you want to put up, say, $500.
A deposit.
And then you change your mind. They say, oh, no, we're going to keep $100 of this. But I don't want it. It doesn't matter.
Don't get the whole thing.
That's cunning, man. That's somebody cunning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not see that like that. But that's cunning, see? And that's what I'm telling you. A lot of these churches, they're cunning. Oh, the Lord say this, and the Lord says that, and you need to give for this. And then I'm going to tell you something else. They'll say, give to the missionary. Okay, that's fine. Here's my money for it. Then I go up there, I say, well, where did the money go for the missionary? Oh, we had to pay lights. We had to pay gas. And then they make it sound good because they say, well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, just like at your house. If your water about to be cut out, you got to pay your water instead. That's light bill money. But no, that's just like at your house. If you got light bill money, they're going to cut your gas off, you pay the gas. Well, you see, all that sounds real logical and makes sense until you go back to the original idea. I gave you that money for mission. I know where I wanted my money to go to. You conned me. Crap. You tricked me. You told me I was giving that money just like some of these people go to go where they have a to-go fund and stuff like that. I investigate before I get anything. I want to know if I'm going to go to the person or you got an organization got to go through that and they get so much of it. Before you get arrested up. See, all that old kind of deceit. We're living in a real deceitful world. Y'all may not really agree with me on that, and it's okay.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, we are in a real deceitful world, man.
Yes. Amen.
So, you know, I want to tell you, like he said, we're just warning you against being spoiled. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. Colossians 2:8 said, we're just warning you of being spoiled. You don't wanna lose your stuff. Cause obvious it's good if God warning us that we're not to be spoiled through vain philosophy. I think that's what he's saying, and not to be, you know, through vain philosophy. I think that's the word to use in verse 8. Beware, spoil you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to spoil you through vain philosophy, man. Catch that. He warned against spoiling you. And then tomorrow we're going to pick that back up because, see, I'm going to tell you, it's about the Old Testament and New Testament because actually it referenced to the Mosaic law an institution of the human tradition of the Jews. And I'm going to show you some scriptures. You'll see that they're trying to get you to hold on to that tradition of man. That way Jesus said, oh, you're trying to hold on to the laws of Moses or tradition of man and escape the stuff of God. See, so we gotta dig into that. But we need to broaden our understanding of what these words mean. But if anyone else, nothing else, hey, we will we'll get into it tomorrow. I want to thank each and every one of you all that participated.